Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Mabuhay! I'm Mark Liabres, and today I'll be talking sports with journeyman and Caloocan-born Ata Ayuk, which has taken his passion of basketball to all parts of the Philippines and Australia. Welcome to SBS Filipino, Ata.
Hi, Mark.
Where in the Philippines is your heritage located, and which side of the Bukor tree is Filipino?
My side of the Philippines is from Pagadian City. That's my mother's side, and my dad is Nigerian, so I'm mixed with African and Filipino. Pagadian City is located in Zamboanga del Sur. It's the city between Zamboanga City and Dipolog City, so it's right in the middle.
That's very interesting. What was your childhood like?
Oh, it was different. I grew up, like, my childhood was first in Manila and Cavite City. I grew up there for a little bit before moving to Zamboanga del Sur. And then, it was different. You know, it's always a standout kid playing around. You know, there's some challenges being different, of course. But, you know, I think at a young age, I learned how to deal with it. And it was fun growing
up. How tall are you now? And how tall when you, let's say, 12 years old?
I don't know. Last memory, I wasn't that tall when I was a kid, maybe 5'2", 12 years old. And then now I'm around 6'2", so that's 12 inches since then. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been interviewing a lot of tall Filipinos lately. How old are you and how long have you been playing basketball?
I'm 34 years old and I've been playing since I was 13 years old. Yeah, so that's a long time now.
How long you been in Australia?
Just over a decade, 11 years. In Australia, only spent most of my time in Sydney.
Okay, so we've already mentioned that basketball's taken you to all parts of the world. Where have you played basketball? And tell us your favorite place you've played.
Well, I've played everywhere: Manila, Cebu, Tagaytay, Baguio, Zamboanga, Malaysia, and Hong Kong. I like playing in the Philippines. Like, the crowd's just different. The passion for the game is crazy, especially in regional areas like, let's say, Cebu City and Zamboanga City. You could see a packed crowd, maybe 20,000 people just watching you play. It's pretty cool. It's a cool experience.
Who did you play for?
Do you mean collegiate? Yes. First, I played in the University of Cebu. That's where my basketball career started. And then I started playing after college. I had a short stint in Liga Filipinas, which is an amateur regional basketball league, which takes us everywhere. We play around the entire Philippines, of course, and that's where I played with PBA stalwarts like Nelson Asaitono, Paul Alvarez, Bruno Bolingit, and Peter Neron, and other PBA players. So that was really a good experience for me. You know?
Yeah, I definitely think it is a good experience. What is your signature basketball move, and what position do you play?
My signature basketball move is, let's say, a slam dunk. You know, I want to shoot threes, but, you know, I just can't do it. But I'm a dunker, you know. So I dunk and slash. Yeah, I'm more like a Charles Barkley type of a player.
What kind of dunks can you do?
Name it. I was a dunk champion, so I could do a 360, you know, reverse dunks, two-handed dunks. You know, there's no such thing as a soft dunk for me. It's all hard dunks.
What was the age when you first dunked?
Ooh. I can't remember. Maybe 14. Yeah.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah. But I was shorter then. But yeah, that's the, yeah. Not everyone wants to shoot threes, but, you know, back in the day, we all want to dunk. So at 14, I dunk.
We both agree, being Filipino, that basketball is a national sport with a lot of passion and support from the Filipinos. But in Australia, not so much. How do you grow the basketball community in Australia?
Well, the basketball community in Australia isn't, like, you can't compare it to the Philippines. I don't know, maybe it's an American influence, but I know back in the day, the golden era, basketball was huge here too. But it's picking up now because, like, Australia's now short of talent. You could see it everywhere. If you just go to local communities, there's basketball everywhere. And there's a lot of guys now from Australia who reach the NBA, so I think the game is growing. We just need to work harder on the grassroots, you know, and, like, encourage more people to play it, just like other sports in Australia is doing.
Back to Philippines, what are the best athletic qualities Filipino possess?
We are athletic, we are agile, and we have the heart. You know, we really have the heart to play the game. Like, it's do or die, just play. The passion for the game is crazy. So, yeah, that's an advantage. Always heart over hype.
Okay, something more serious, and take your time. Why do you think players don't make it in the PBA from the collegiate level?
First of all, it's not for everyone, but I think if you really want to make it, you have to focus and then decide from day one that that's what you want to do. You have to not be distracted by anything, have a goal, set realistic goals, work hard at it, and just never give up.
List your achievements in basketball to date.
To date, in the Philippines, well, I guess maybe I'm being called as part of the practice squad in the PBA team for Air 21 was one of the great achievements. Getting joined in the draft, in the PBA draft, was one of the achievements. I didn't get drafted, but it's still an achievement to me. And locally here, I'm winning the WSBA Division One 2 years ago, and then the ACBA, Australian Chinese Basketball League, 3 years ago, and then winning the Filipino-Australian Basketball Comp, like here international, 3 years ago. So it's like, it's in the past, so it's just, I'm just running through the memories, but, you know, it's quite an achievement too.
Well, following on that, what league do you play in Sydney now, and how many teams do you play for? Because I hear you play for a number of teams.
Yes, I do, but there's a lot of leagues now, and I play in the All-Filipino Comp at Marrickville. Yeah, so it's just all Filipinos. It's a good way to reach out to the Filipino community, get to know people, and just have fun. And I play at the Southwestern Sydney Basketball Tournament too at Minto, and it's Division One Open Men's League. So, yeah, pretty good competition there too.
Okay, Arta, I've got to ask a few more serious questions. You've led a quite an interesting life, being your background being Nigerian and Filipino. It's very, very unique in my perspective. So, you know, did you face any discrimination playing the sport you love?
Yes, of course you'll face discrimination, but it goes both ways. You know, you could use it to your advantage or to a disadvantage. I think it served me well in a way because being part African and quite tall, you know, like it became a way for me to actually get involved in, to meet people. And then when you face discrimination, you just have to find a way to don't give it oxygen. Because as an African and Filipino, we are like, the best thing I could do is just be an ambassador to the race, you know, and educate people and make them more engaged. So every Black person should be an ambassador. So, yeah, I think I've experienced it, but I've done well so far, and I think we're heading in the right direction.
Okay, we've already talked about how you grow basketball in Sydney or in Australia, and we've discussed how, you know, what's the state of basketball in Australia in general. Is there anything that you'd change about it?
Maybe more TV coverage and just growing the interest in the sport, because there's a lot of people interested in it, and maybe make it more affordable and then the access to the sport. Yeah, like just make it grow. It's a work in process, and that's what I think it should change.
Okay, I'm going to ask you another hard question following on that. I know we both come from Filipino families, and some of our parents, or you know of parents where sport is more of a hobby, not a career. How do you change the mindset of parents so when they're 18 years old, they can pursue a career, whether it be in the PBA or in the NBA or even in Australia?
Well, that's like a trick question. Like, how I don't mean anything, but you know how our parents are a bit it's a different generation. Yeah, like it's a different generation. But what I could advise is it's all up to the kid. But hopefully, we as parents now could change their mindsets. Like in the future, if we become parents or our parents, we'll just tell them just show them the advantages of being an athlete. Like it's not just being a professional. It gives you a lifestyle. It makes you happy. Like it's all, like it makes you physically fit. Just point to them the positive attributes of being an athlete.
Definitely all the opportunities that you get from sport. Once you retire or once you make a lot of friends and you, actually there's a big network of people who can actually help you in life. So following on that, who have been the most influential people in your life?
Of course, my mother is the most influential person in my life. Yes, she has done a lot of sacrifices. She hasn't told me like verbally, but she leads by example. You know, like she has shown you that you just have to work hard and just have faith, and everything will be all right. Yeah.
Excellent. Sounds like a great mom. Yeah. We often see the rewards and the success as spectators, but never the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears that goes behind the scenes. As an athlete, how often do you train? And what do you do to relax?
Oh, I train, let's say, 5 times a week. So every afternoon I train. And as to relax, if I'm not training, because to me training is like more of relaxing too, I go for walks, watch the movies, you know, like just do what other normal people do, just have fun and enjoy life, being blessed, you know.
On the verge of being drafted in the PBA, how often did you train then compared to now?
Oh, that would be like crazy. I train, I get up at 5 a.m., I train, and then I go and work out in the during midday, and then I'm training again in the evening. So it's basically 3 times a day. You train like it's a big, like, you know, that's a pro level. You have to be like on your A game if you want to get drafted.
Now, Arthur, I have to ask the following questions to all of SBS guests. Can you sing us a verse of the national anthem of the Philippines?
Okay, I'll be respectful, right? Okay. Bayan magiliw, pero sa silangan ng alab na puso, sa dulo mo'y buhay, lupang hiniram, di ka na magiging sama nilupi, di ka na sisi.
Oh man, that's excellent. You're the third guest on this program to have sing the national anthem. Very impressive. Okay, what advice would you give to any Pinoy to inspire them to pursue a professional sporting career?
Yeah, what advice I could give them is dream big, work hard, believe in yourself, and always work harder because someone else is trying to achieve your goal too. So always work hard and believe in yourself.
That's great advice, and you'd probably inspire me if I heard that from your mouth. Okay, something fun here. You're having a Filipino fiesta. 3 persons, past or present, you would like to have as your dinner guests.
3 people. Can I cheat? First is Kobe Bryant, of course. Like, I think he's the second coming of Michael Jordan, and he's like the best player in this era, except for LeBron James, of course. But number 2 is Will Smith, and then the 3rd one would be a toss up between maybe Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, and maybe Barack Obama. What, so I gave you like 5 or 6 answers.
What do you think? What do you think the conversation would be? Who would start it?
Between who? Me and
anyone.
Anyone. Oh, I'll start it. I'll say like I'm a great fan. Let's take a selfie. I want to, I want to pick up your brains. Like, how did you do it? You just teach me. Like, tell me. You know, it's going to be an interesting discussion.
Yeah, I bet it would be. What filet dish will you serve at this dinner party?
You know, everyone says adobo, but I think something special is maybe pinakbet, caldereta, and then maybe pork crackling. What do you call it? Lechon kawali, the best.
Yum, sounds great. They're going to have interesting conversations plus delicious fatty food. What is your favorite filo word?
Pastilan and ano ba yan?
Ah, ano ba yan? What's pastilan? Is that Bisaya?
Yes, it is Bisaya.
What does it mean?
I don't know what it means. I think it's just an expression, but, you know, pastilaning bataan eh. That's what they say.
What is your number one go-to song when your nanay pulls out the karaoke machine?
I Believe I Can Fly.
Sing us a song. Sing us a verse.
I believe I can fly. Woo! That's all.
Oh, that is gold. Oh my god. what's next? What's next on the horizon for Arthur?
I don't know. I just live day to day now. You know, I'm just enjoying life, getting blessed, and constantly. You just have to constantly go educate yourself, have faith, and just keep improving. And that's we'll just wait for the next chapter. Who knows? I could be coaching or doing something like being athletic or anything, you know, just anything that would come in the future involved in sports.
Okay, that concludes the interview. Maraming salamat, Arthur. We look forward to hearing your future endeavors and good luck.
Maraming salamat, Mark. Thank you sa pag-imbita at pag-interview sa akin.
sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.